Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome everyone to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, junior editor at Comic Book Movie. You may know me as Mr. Sunday. And joining me this week is my special new co-host, Chris Hemsworth. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Do you want me to which one am I again? Which one? That's Thor, right? Or is
that's
it the
Thor,
other one?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay, yep.
Sorry. Mason, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Do you think anybody fell for that? And do you think they were annoyed as you were when I did that?
I think they're certainly annoyed that it isn't Chris Hemsworth, so thanks for that.
Okay. Well, there will be Hemsworth news, though, so I guess will that make up for it?
It won't make up for it. Certainly not to the fans.
I understand.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get
You've driven
Mason.
A stake into the heart of this already. Or a hammer into its skull, if you will. Or whatever Liam Hemsworth does.
You've driven
a Miley Cyrus into this. That's what you've done, mate.
All right, Mason, I thought we'd start with the Amazing Spider-Man 2 news.
Okay, great.
I showed you an Amazing Spider-Man 2 picture, which was amazing, of the new Goblin, or whatever version of the Goblin.
Well, he's
is
green, so it yes. can't be the Hobgoblin by
no,
default.
No, But there are multiple versions of the Green Goblin, is that correct? There's at least 30,000 of them?
Yeah, there's 30,000,
right?
At least 30,000 variations. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the worst Goblin look ever? Bearing in mind there was also the new Goblin in Spider-Man 3. Or do you love it?
Well, as I understand it, they were going for sort of a Chester Bennington in Linkin Park kind of look. And so they've absolutely nailed it in that regard.
I thought I was the only one who realised this, but then I realised everybody on the internet thought of it also. He looks like Evil Ed from the Fright Night, first Fright Night.
Oh, the porn star guy.
The guy who we found out that one week he did regular movies, transitioned into gay porn, and then somehow transitioned back into regular
movies.
Yeah,
like a couple of years ago. Yeah.
The only person who's probably ever done that.
It's got to be at least one person.
So, yeah. What do you think of that look, though? I mean, people don't like it.
No, I don't. There's
it's a weird mashed together suit.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned that they've... I mean, I'm a little bit concerned that they're going all of Spider-Man's villains are now the result of Oscorp's, you know, scientific experiments.
Yeah.
All the, you know, the octopus arms and the rhino
they're
suit
all there.
And that, so they're all in there. But I guess, you know, if you want to build that universe, fine. Go
sure.
ahead.
You're okay with it?
But it looks real dumb.
Wouldn't you rather... I don't understand...
Also, bearing in mind, I haven't seen the first one. I may or may not see the second one, so...
But also, though, isn't it... How hard is it to get that the Goblin right? This is the third time we've had a Goblin.
It's not hard, and as you've said, we've seen that
the test
footage of the Goblin face,
yeah.
which looks really good
from like 2001.
That's probably on a shelf somewhere. They could use that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh well. Well, maybe this is not going to be the Goblin because he's Harry Osborn. He's not Norman Osborn. So maybe the next film will be the actual Green Goblin.
It's too long to wait. Or use one of the other hundreds of villains he has.
Vulture. Kraven the Hunter, Mysterio, a guy with a brick.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. Brickatron.
Yeah, any of those.
The Mortarboard.
Look, I think it looks great. The movie looks great. Uh-huh,
yeah.
I like the costume. I liked the new trailer. You know, not a good choice.
And also, that's not a good choice for a promotional image either.
No.
Was that leaked on the internet or is
no,
that an
that
actual...
No, that was a proper promotional.
Huh, well, it looks dumb.
People said it was spoilery because... he's got the Spider-Man pinned down.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
That's really
no, that's
spoiler.
Not really. At some point, somebody's going to be... Like, if... Yeah, it's there's got to be some sort of conflict of some sort.
That's right.
If he
exactly.
wasn't pinned down at some point, I would be... You know what? I was thinking, like, of the last couple of episodes we've done.
Yeah.
We've kind of spoiled ourselves with a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Like the when RoboCop came out.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing some news reports before it was released about how, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be the blue RoboCop and he's going to look a certain way and then they're going to militarize him and make him, you know, there's going to be some sort of marketing session where they decide doesn't look military enough.
Yeah.
And so they make him black and then this happens. And all that came true in the movie.
That's right, yeah. No surprises, really.
Are we ruining everything for ourselves?
Yes. And okay, for the listeners.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? The last Spider-Man movie, which you haven't seen,
yes,
yet to be ruined for yourself.
Fantastic.
We're
going to
do an audio commentary track for it. We were talking about it today, weren't we?
Yes,
very
we were.
Exciting.
Yep.
Not that exciting. It's really exciting,
yeah.
Somebody put all the clips together that were released online for that movie before it came out, and it was something like 45 minutes of footage.
Wow, see?
Yeah. So, you know, there are no surprises in filmmaking anymore, Mason. Or there are if you're the guy, J.J. Abrams. But his surprises are no good. Name a good J.J. Abrams surprise. He sent you that birthday card. That was nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Put my kids through college. That was nice of him.
Name a J.J. Abrams surprise that isn't just a monster.
I was going to say the Cloverfield monster, but then you said that isn't a monster, so I don't have anything.
Yeah.
There were more lens flares than I thought there'd be in Star Trek.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah, you got me.
Yep.
You son of a bitch. Let's move it along, Mason.
Okay.
You a fan of the original Space Jam?
No.
Are you a fan of the original Space Jam website?
I was going to say that's still up inexplicably. I'm a fan of that.
If anybody has not seen it, if you type in Space Jam original website or whatever, it's a website from like 1996 and it's completely unchanged. Like the text is a weird color, so it doesn't gel with the background.
It's like a black background with stars on it or something. It's hard to read text over it.
It's so great. And
some spinning icons, probably the pinnacle of GIF technology at the time.
That's right,
yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I don't understand how that is still up. I'm amazed.
You're glad that it's still up.
Yeah,
there.
Of course I am. Mm. But hey, each to their own.
Anyway, you have Space Jam news.
No, I just wanted to talk about the old website.
Oh, yeah, it's great, isn't it?
No, it was rumored that, it was said, actually, I think Deadline reported they were like, LeBron James is going to be the new Space Jam in Space Jam 2.
Fantastic.
Keep jamming.
Mm.
Space. Kevin Spacey. I don't know. So what do you think of that, if it happened or not?
Has LeBron James acted in anything before? Did Michael Jordan act in anything before?
No. I'm sure he was in things.
LeBron James as good a basketball player as Michael Jordan?
Well, Mason, as you know, I'm a massive fan of whatever sport that is.
Uh-huh.
And there is much debate. Some people say Jordan is the greatest ever, though. Some people say he's not. Some people say that Jordan is also a better person, but I'll tell you this much, they're both pricks.
You'll put your foot down.
I will. There's also that rumor going around that Michael Jordan was like, he didn't get picked for his high school basketball team and then he became the best basketball player, right? But what actually happened was he didn't get picked because he was underage at the time. So it wasn't because he wasn't good enough. It was just because, well, he's 14 and the team's for 17-year-olds.
Oh, I see, right.
So it gives people like us who are really good at basketball but not at the NBA level hope.
I've kicked all kinds of goals in basketball, let me tell you.
That's it. Right through the net.
Mm-hmm.
Or the posts.
In the pocket?
Yeah,
like at the edge
right.
of the table.
That's
the green and down the felt and you get it in the pocket.
That's
right. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. But anyway, LeBron James's people came out and said, not a thing yet. So it could happen, it might not.
Is anyone really ready for another Looney Tunes film?
Well, we all loved Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Nope.
We all loved Looney Tunes Space Jam.
No.
There was that bit in it where it was like Pulp Fiction, where they referenced Pulp Fiction.
I remember. That's the only bit I remember, yeah.
I don't care. They can make it or not. I think the kids will love it because the kids love Space Jam. I remember seeing Space Jam at the time because when we were kids, I don't know if you remember, it was cool to have a basketball singlet.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And over a t-shirt for a team that you didn't understand.
Right, like the Charlotte Hornets.
Exactly.
Which was the most... I've had a discussion with people about this. The Charlotte Hornets starter jacket, the most 90s garment of all time.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice microfiber. it's big and blousy. It's like teal and aqua.
Yeah.
Teal and purple, rather. The most 90s color combination of all time.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
I didn't know a single player from that team.
But it did.
But by God, I supported them.
Are kids still on board with Looney Tunes?
No.
No.
But this would bring them back. But I would argue the kids weren't on board. No, that's not true. In the 90s when we were kids.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
That was a kind of revamp. They had the Animaniacs and a whole bunch of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
So I would say less than ever.
I reckon this is doomed.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
But then again, you get someone like LeBron James. Who fucking cares? Let's move on. Why are we talking about this for so long?
The more we talk about it, the more it'll unravel that we don't know anything about basketball. And then People storm the gates with pitchforks and torches.
Wow. Mason, I'm sure you've heard the Fantastic Four news this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this hasn't been officially confirmed by the studios, but apparently this is a lock, these four cast members.
Uh-huh.
Some were confirmed or rumored before.
Yep.
Two of them are new.
Uh-huh.
But let's go through them, Mason. Michael Jordan, the basketball player.
Incorrect.
Michael B. Jordan, the basketball player.
Also incorrect, but you're getting there.
Basketball.
No, go back the other way.
Michael B. Jordan, the actor.
Getting warmer.
No, that's his name.
Okay, right, yeah.
he'll be Johnny Storm.
Uh-huh.
I think of the casting choices, I think that's the best one. Mm. I know people are like, oh, he's African-American, doesn't work, whatever. But
I think it's good because it'll annoy people.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, yeah.
So we don't know if him and Sue Storm are brother and sister. I mean, maybe they're one's adopted.
They could be adopted, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're from, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted Donald Glover to be the new Spider-Man. Yeah. You would have seen that, right?
Miles, definitely. I love Donald Glover. Mm. But I think he's taken a step back from acting for his...
Childish Gambino, yeah.
Mm-hmm, his rap careers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But you know what? They'll probably reboot Spider-Man in the next 4 months.
That will almost certainly.
We could get a... Miles Morales, that's his name?
The Ultimate Spider-Man, yes.
I've never read it. I've heard it's great. I should read it. But Kate Mara, she's in House of Cards.
Okay, sure.
She is Sue Storm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like this. I don't know why. She's just fine, I guess.
But you know what? It's because that's all anyone can say about Sue Storm casting.
Yeah.
Is it's either terrible or it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Do you know anything about her?
No.
You've never been to her house?
No. No, I should though, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Just wait
for her.
Yeah, good call.
Mm. Well, she's great in House of Cards. That's a great show.
Hang on, what was her name again? I'm going to look her up.
Kate Mara.
Well, look, the first Google suggestion is Kate Mara, hot. So I think it's...
Hot question mark?
No, hot. We're probably on to a winner.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay, cool, I'm on board.
Cool. All right, she looks a bit like, what's that? Isla Fisher.
Australia's own Isla Fisher, sure,
Australia's own, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's an okay piece of casting as well.
Uh-huh.
Next one I'm not wrapped in. Bearing in mind as well, I don't care about the Fantastic Four.
No, so this is real nitpicking on a franchise we don't care about. Yeah.
I've established this before. I don't like reading.
There's no real shots of her as a blonde here. But
no.
Whatever.
Well, Jessica Alba's not blonde.
Yeah, true.
But anyway.
That worked out really well.
Miles Teller as Mr. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Miles...
Is that the Silent Magician?
Possibly.
He doesn't talk? Penn's friend?
Right, okay. No, he's been in a bunch of stuff recently. He's 27. He looks pretty young as well.
Uh-huh.
He's not very... first of all, why is Mr. Fantastic the only one with Fantastic in his superhero name?
Because he's really, really up himself.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
He could probably physically do that as well with his stretchy tail.
Definitely.
Just get right up himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure about this guy. He's kind of got a weird kind of, I don't know, soft face.
He looks very young, yeah.
Yeah, he looks very young. But he's from what I've seen, he's a decent actor.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, and he could be like a, you know, arrogant young genius kind of thing.
Can you see the grey in his hair? Can you see the grey temples?
I think it'll look very artificial.
Yeah.
If they're in the cosmic accident and then all of a sudden he's got grey temples.
Which is what happened in the last Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it is.
Movie,
yeah, okay, yeah.
Correctly.
Yeah.
And the last one is really strange.
Uh-huh.
Jamie Bell. He was Billy Elliot. He was in Jumper. He was in the one where Channing Tatum was a Roman.
Was he in Jumper? He wasn't. He's like the rogue Jumper.
He's Jumper's mate.
Yeah, Jumper's mate. Yeah.
He was the mocap Tintin.
He was the mocap. He wore the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's Ben Grimm.
I'll
tell you why it's okay and not okay.
Yes.
Unless you want to say something.
Well, he doesn't look like... I always picture Ben Grimm, human Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
As kind of like your bruiser.
Like Michael Chiklis.
Exactly like Michael Chiklis. Before I even knew who Michael Chiklis was, that's how I imagined a human thing. A human Ben Grimm.
Yeah, exactly. It won't matter when it's mocap, right? Andy Serkis played King Kong. Andy Serkis isn't really a giant ape.
No, that's true.
So,
that we know about. What are you hiding from us, Hollywood?
But as, I mean, obviously they'd probably show him pre-accident.
Yeah.
Which would be a bit strange, because I looked up his height. Not that height matters in movies, because people are like, Batman should be at least 6'2 exactly, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like 170 centimeters,
mm-hmm.
which isn't very tall.
Put that in the Imperial. Yep. How many feet and inches is that?
That's 1,000 yards.
Oh, that'll do. That'll definitely do it, yeah.
I don't know, I mean... People did not like the majority of this casting.
Yep.
I think it's got a good director. We don't really know anything about the story. it's touch and go, I guess, at this point for a movie we really care about.
Yeah, yeah. I've looked up the origin of the Fantastic Four, like the origin panels. Johnny Storm's like, I'm calling myself a human torch, and I'm with you all the way. And they do that. They all put their hands in.
Is his hand on fire when he puts
No,
his
he's
hand
put it
in?
Out. He's put it
okay,
out.
Okay, good.
Same goes for me. The Invisible Girl. Ben Grimm's like, I
Did you say Invisible Girl or Invisible Woman?
Invisible Girl. She becomes Invisible Woman later.
Because that's a big point of contention with this as well. People saying, how dare they call her an invisible girl? That's an insult. She's a woman.
Mm, she's but all woman.
Initially, she was the invisible girl. There you go. I didn't know that.
Anyway.
Because I don't read comics from the 60s because they're shit.
That's a really good point. I ain't Ben anymore. I'm what Susan called me, the thing. So that's sad for him. And then Reed Richards is like...
Wait, Susan called him the thing?
Yep.
That's really mean.
Yeah.
He's just had a horrible accident.
Well, that's
it's like someone lose their legs and they're like, yeah. Way to go, Stumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to call you Stumpy.
I mean, first
now.
She calls him like an ugly orange rock skin real prick. But then and then he's like, and I'll call my, Reed Richards is like, and I'll call myself Mr. Fantastic. So really put the boot in. Like, oh, I'm a monster. Oh, I'm Mr. Fantastic. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
We've all learned something today.
Mm.
So would you recommend that issue? Issue one of the Fantastic Four?
Probably not. just look up Fantastic Four Origin on Google and it'll appear in front of your very eyes.
Absolutely. You could use this as an audio commentary as well as you're reading that panel.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, look, Mason, people hate Fox because they have the Fantastic Four and they want people to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
They will never give it back.
No.
Why would they?
It makes some money.
It makes some money, exactly. If they gave it to Marvel, Marvel would probably turn out something really great, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that this won't turn out great. Who's to say, Mason?
I'm going to put my foot down and say it won't be great.
Okay,
what
sure.
The odds are stacked against it, certainly.
You're right. I need a good director, though. But anyway.
Do we know who's directing it?
Josh Trank, Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which, you have...
could go either way, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure, well, he's only done one movie, but it's a good one. But people yelling for Fox to give it back, they're not going to give it back. You can yell all you want.
Mm.
Why would they give it back?
They're going to keep making movies until it's not profitable to make theatrical releases anymore. Then they'll go direct to DVD.
Which they do, and like they did that version in the 90s.
Mm, yeah.
The infamous Fantastic Four movie, Roger Corman, that was never released
just
to keep the rights.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So there you go.
Hmm.
But they did give back Daredevil and some other stuff as well.
Mm.
But I think The Punisher and I think they stole like a bowl of fruit, which they were forced to return.
Oh, wow. It was wax fruit too.
Well, yeah.
That's the only reason they gave it back. Because the Fox executive was like just munching down on it. He's like, wait a minute. And he took a couple more bites and
this isn't a superhero movie.
I'm eating wax fruit.
Where does this podcast go, Mason?
I don't know.
But anyway, Fox also, there was X-Men news this week. Some people consider this a spoiler. I don't consider it a massive spoiler.
We'll see.
If
you know how I feel about spoilers now.
You love
them. I'm against them again.
Oh,
yeah.
Skip ahead a bit if you're worried about this. It's basically about...
I can't skip ahead.
No, you can't.
You put me in a right spot.
I'll tell you what. I'll say it. If you don't like it, I'll go back and take it out.
Of my memories.
Yes.
All right. How bad could this go?
You've probably seen, well, you know Beast in the X-Men.
Yes.
He appears in stills as a human.
Uh-huh.
As a human man.
Mm.
And the reason apparently that is because he's developed a serum which controls his beastliness.
Ooh.
But then, Mason, when
his
he get
bestiality, if you will.
Yeah.
I say get that under control.
I agree.
Mm.
That's one thing we have a firm stance on in this podcast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he gets enraged, that's when he becomes the Beast. Like
the Hulk.
I was going to say Batman, but yeah, the Hulk's probably a better example.
Right, sure.
What do you think of that? People don't like it. What do you think of it?
It's a bit derivative, isn't it?
It sure is, mostly.
Nah, I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither. Mm. It's not great, but you know what?
I guess they intended it as more of a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess also it keeps the budget down.
That's true. It could be human for most of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Okay. And who wants to be?
They just need big hand and feet prosthetics.
That's right, yeah. That's exactly it. The Expendables 3, Mason. Are you familiar with that movie?
It's not out yet.
Correct.
Yeah, we go. I passed the test.
The director of that, whose name I didn't put down, he is going to remake...
Rex Spendable.
Yes, that's his name. Yes.
Yeah. It's a vanity project more than anything.
It sure is. He's going to remake The Raid. An American westernized version of The Raid.
Huh. That's... Didn't The Raid 2 just come out?
I think it either has come out or it's about to come out.
Mm.
Or it is... I don't know.
No, but yeah.
I haven't seen The Raid. You seen The Raid?
Yes.
I've heard it's great.
It is great, yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is that it's rumoured that the people they're looking for to take on the lead roles are the Hemsworth brothers.
Okay.
Who are great.
They're certainly great podcast hosts.
They sure, But they're not martial artists. And a big part of the raid is, I've watched clips of the raid
on
YouTube or whatever. It's crazy, insane martial arts.
Yeah, yeah.
And as good as those guys are, I like them, they're good guys.
Uh-huh.
They're not martial artists. So would it be kind of a more run and gun kind of standard action movie?
Well, on the one hand, you've got, say, The Matrix, where you wouldn't have, pre-The Matrix, you wouldn't have thought Keanu Reeves was any good at martial arts, right?
Well, no, I didn't think that.
No, exactly, yeah. So I feel, you know, you could train somebody in movie martial arts fairly soundly.
Yeah, but The Raid really raised the bar as far as what is possible.
Yeah, I guess so.
Again,
that's true,
not
yeah.
having seen the whole thing.
Right, right. The Raid, and I've only seen the trailer for The Raid 2, and that looks incredible too.
Yeah.
There's some really, but I mean, it's more, yeah, I have to wonder, when there's a really spectacular martial arts sequence, is that due to the martial artist, or is it due to the choreographer, or is it due to just people having idea, like, does the director come up with a great idea for that, or what have you, you know?
Good point, Mason. Mm. So it's, I'd imagine the martial artist, though, would play a pretty big role, right?
I'm going to say, though, that the actors having some sort of charisma on screen,
yeah,
probably better than them not being martial arts experts.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah.
You've given this a new spin, Mason.
I have, but at the same time, apparently the Old Boy remake is really terrible.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but no. Yeah. In my latest video, I listed a whole lot of the Western remakes of Asian cinema.
Uh-huh.
There's actually some pretty good ones. Do you want me to name some?
Yes, give me an example.
Despicable Me 2.
Wait a second.
Monsters University.
No, you're thinking of Pixar films.
I am.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go back. The Departed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Magnificent Seven.
All right.
Star Wars is sort of a remake of The Hidden Fortress.
Okay, yep.
The Ring, sort of.
That's
I think
okay.
it fared better at the time.
Yeah.
The Ring 2. Ring-a-ding-ding, I called it. I don't know what it's called. I haven't seen it.
Ring-a-ding-ding, here's another thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Apparently it's not that good. There's a whole lot of Japanese horror remakes, most of which are terrible.
Ah, yep, like The Grudge.
Yeah, but generally, you know, you've got then your Godzilla 1998. So I would say there's more bad than good, but occasionally you get a good one.
So what you're saying is this has a less than good chance of being
It's
good.
Got a 35% chance of not being the worst movie ever made.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm on board, quite frankly.
All right, then. Mm. Now, Jai Courtney, we talked about him last week. He's in Spartacus. He was Bruce Willis's son in A Good Day to Be Bruce Willis's Son.
Mm-hmm.
He did get the role of Kyle Reese in the new Terminator reboot.
Yippee!
That's locked in.
Good for him.
I know, right? I like that guy, but I'm worried he's going to end up suffering from Sam Worthington syndrome, where
we figure out he's not that good at
yeah,
acting
exactly.
or that charismatic,
because
nobody really wants to see him on screen.
That's right. And nothing against Sam Worthington. That being said, all of those things you said are true about him. But Jai Courtney's great.
Great American accent, though.
I was about to say, you know what? Sam Worthington's American accent is how I am talking right now.
Yeah.
That is his American accent. But yeah, Jai Courtney's great in Spartacus, but I haven't really seen him do anything that good yet. So I hope he's really good, because he seems like a good guy, and I hope it works out for him.
What's the premise of this new Terminator?
Okay, so it's a sort of a reboot reimagining. I'm assuming they're going to reset the timeline. Sorry about my phone, Mason.
God.
I know. Do you forgive me?
You're unprofessional.
Hang on, let me just check what's wrong. Oh, it's, thank you. Udit Hamesh. He retweeted my Guardians of the Galaxy video. Good for him. There you go.
There you go. Sweet shout out.
I said his name wrong.
Poor shout outs.
Poor shout out, but thank you, that guy. Where are we going with this? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So basically, Schwarzenegger's in it again, but I think it's going to be like a Star Trek reboot kind of timeline thing.
Right.
Because I think they bring Sarah Connor into the future or something. That's the idea. And
okay.
Because the chick from Game of Thrones who's got the dragons, she's Sarah Connor. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of other things happen.
Okay.
We loved Terminator Salvation, though, didn't we?
No.
We didn't love that movie.
Correct. We've come to a consensus now. Good.
Good. So there you go. Now, Mason.
Yes.
Exciting news.
I'm ready.
Ah, mate, you're going to love this.
This better not be Shia LaBeouf news.
There is no Shia LaBeouf news this
year. Oh, we did it.
We say this year or this week.
Then roll on the Batman Superman news.
There is no Batman Superman news.
We're running a deficit. I'm a little bit scared, I'll be honest with you. Could you look something up real quick just to see?
Sure.
Okay, what other news do you have?
Okay. Well, principal photography has started on Entourage, the movie.
Wow.
Your favourite show.
I'm kind of hoping that production on the movie will stall, and then the movie will be off, and then the movie will be back on, and then we can all do the movie!
We run this town, bitches!
Yeah!
Every episode of Entourage.
Yeah.
Shit show, as I said, I've watched every episode. Do you want to hear the synopsis?
Yes.
They're back.
Will it save me from watching the actual film?
I don't know, Mason.
Okay, here we go, I'm ready.
They're back in business with super agent turned studio head Ari Gold. Some of their ambitions may have changed. But the bond between them remains strong as they navigate the capricious and often cutthroat world of Hollywood.
I like how they've led with Ari Gold there, because clearly he's the only character on that show with any kind of charisma.
He's the breakout, because the superstar guy who's supposed to be like your Mark Wahlberg or your whoever...
He's not very interesting.
He's a charisma vacuum.
Really, really is, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
I do remember watching an episode of Entourage, and it's they're trying to drive around... The movie's out, whatever sure. movie it was, and it's like a really hot day, and they're trying to drive around.
That was the Aquaman movie.
Yeah, they're trying to drive around to go to cinemas and shops, so people are like, hey, it's those guys in the movie, or whatever. And then they get stuck in traffic, and so they go to like a motorbike store, and the guy behind the motorbike store counter is like, oh, I love you guys, you're in the movie, and then he gives them free motorbikes. And then they go to some kid's party, and they're like, well, come to your party, kid. And then all these friends are like, you're the coolest kid in the world. And they're like, we run this town. It was great. I wish I was watching it right now.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Doing this podcast.
If you do want to watch that, there's an audio commentary track you can play over that episode as you watch it.
Yep. Thanks, just spice Mason. It out a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Now, Mason, apparently the hunt is on for a Doctor Strange director. Four names have been thrown up from Marvel. Apparently, they're looking.
I thought you were going to say for a Doctor Strange actor, because I could put the grey in the temples and
Miles Teller. You could Miles Teller it.
Tweed little mustache. That's right. Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, so basically, this has been Kevin Feige.
By the winds of Watoom! That's a thing that he says.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
And your American accent is nearly as good as Sam Worthington's.
I'll work on it.
It's Kevin Feige's dream project, apparently. He's been wanting to get this off the ground for a while.
Everybody's got a favourite, and it's always a weird favourite.
Yeah.
That's why Aquaman sticks around, because everybody loves Aquaman. All the DC presidents have loved Aquaman for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Who's your favourite?
Not Aquaman.
I think it's Iron Man, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
My favourite's probably Despicable Me 2.
Again, that's a Pixar film, I think.
You can like what you like, Mason.
I will.
You shouldn't hate on me.
I'm going to hate on you. No, it's... You said when we started this thing that I could hate on you all I wanted.
I did say that. You're
unlimited
right.
hating on you. So get ready, all right?
All right. So one of the directors is Mark Andrews.
What would you know?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
That was just some hating.
Okay, right. Gotcha. Mark Andrews is the co-director of Brave, apparently.
Okay.
Thrown up there. Brave is apparently, I have not seen it, but one of the weaker Pixar films. Not to say it's a bad movie, they say, but comparatively to others.
Hmm.
Comparatively to, say, Cars 2, which is amazing.
You've gotten some facts there wrong.
I have, haven't I? Nikolaj, it's Nikolaj, so it's probably pronounced a different way than what I said.
Or you've written it down wrong.
No, I double-checked this one. or I've written it down wrong, I don't remember. Arcel, he did A Royal Affair, which I have not seen or know about. Dean is... Oh, this one's definitely changed, because his last name has changed to Israelite, which I don't think...
No, that's autocorrect. It's gone mad.
Sure.
There. Yeah.
He's the director of the upcoming sci-fi film Yesterday, whoever that guy is. He's being considered. Haven't seen the trailer for it. Meant to look it up. Don't know. The only one I really know is Jonathan Levine. He did Warm Bodies and 50-50. 50-50 is great. Warm Bodies is okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Any thoughts on those directors? One of which I didn't get the name right?
No.
Mads Mikkelsen.
I know Mads Mikkelsen.
He was Le Chief.
Yep.
Le Trafe.
Uh-huh. He's Hannibal also in the
He's Hannibal,
series,
and
he
was the Bond villain. With
and
the
he's
blood
in
eye.
Some sort of Vikings. European dog detective show. You know, one of those ones?
Okay,
where
yeah.
You know, it's like a Inspector Rex kind of thing. Yeah,
he's Inspector Rex?
I think he's one of those.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's
maybe there's no dog, but I think it's funnier if there's a dog.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Apparently he's up for the title role. One of the people.
Oh, okay.
We've also heard Jonathan Depp? Mm-hmm. John Depp.
Yep.
We've also heard the guy from Mad Men.
John Hamm.
Jonathan Hamm's.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's supposed to be a surgeon, isn't he, before he goes mystic.
Yep.
So, I think you could chuck in a John Hamm.
Yeah, okay.
No, or not.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
Or an actual surgeon. Or an actual vet.
Patrick Dempsey. He was a surgeon.
Yeah, good point.
In real life?
No, actor.
Okay, good.
You've gotten things confused again.
The real world's confusing.
Mm.
All right, Mason. Gotham news.
Here we go.
Sad news in a way.
Yes.
But before we get into that, Jada Pinkett Smith. People say it's from the Matrix trilogy, but it's really...
The last two.
The last two. Uh-huh. Not good Matrixes.
Yep, great.
She's been cast as Fish Mooney. Remember last week I said Fish Mooney? I meant to ask her, I said, have you ever heard of Fish Mooney? Because I'd never heard of them.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Fish Mooney is made up for this show.
Okay.
Not a good name for a gangster,
Fish Mooney.
Yeah.
She's Fish Mooney.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Do you want to hear Fish Mooney's deal?
Is she a fish?
Yes.
Okay, I think I've got the deal then. What has Jada Pinkett Smith been in since the Matrix movie? Surely she's been in something else.
She's got a band?
It doesn't count.
I'm sure she's in a rom-com where she's a best friend.
Oh, that's probably it. No, she's too abrasive to be best friend.
You don't like the Smith family?
I'm going to look it up while you tell me the deal with Fish Mooney.
Sure. I've just got is a fish here. So.
Oh, we nailed that. Yeah. You did.
No, a sadistic gangster boss and nightclub owner, Fish Mooney's got the street smarts and almost extrasensory abilities to read people like an open book.
Fish Mooney.
Sounds like she's got like a psychic link thing.
I always think that like a female gangster should have a sexy name.
Like Fish Mooney.
Like Fish Mooney. So we've nailed this, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Anything in particular? Like legs kick back?
Yeah, legs kick back, certainly. But there's like Roulette.
Oh, yeah.
She's a DC villain. That's a sexy lady name, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Gangster
kind
of name.
Well, often,
gambling, it's got all that in there.
Often when they add characters to like comic book TV shows, they don't really gel well with the rest.
Yeah, I guess
seems
so.
Like an example of that. Uh-huh. Maybe it'll work really well. I think this person, she's signed on for a year. I think she's purely exists for Oswald Cobblepot to be her henchman and then for him to take over from her.
Okay, right.
That's what I assume this is about.
Yes, yes.
And then Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Did you find out if she was in anything?
She was in Collateral. There you go.
Okay.
I don't remember that. She was she's been in some animated films. She's been in the Madagascar films.
Oh yeah, she's the zebra.
And she was in Rain Over Me with
She's in what?
Rain Over Me. It's got
I've seen that. Adam Sandler plays Shadow of the Colossus in it. That's a great game.
Okay, yeah, and Don Cheadle, yeah. So anyway, Gotham News.
Yes.
Thanks to everybody who participated in the hashtag Mackenzie Mustache.
Look, it
debacle.
It was an absolute amazing feedback from people. So many people got on board.
Bombarded him.
Too many to name, but I've got a few shout outs that I'd like to give.
Okay, please do.
People. Josh Walker photoshopped a nice photo of Benjamin Mackenzie with a mustache.
That was great.
That was good. People
photoshopped's probably too strong a word there. MS painted, but MS painted.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Went the extra
like I said,
step.
Every mustache helps.
Exactly. Mm. People such as Alex Wigger and Victor Sahagun. Sahagun? Anyway, they signed up for Twitter specifically to harass Benjamin Mackenzie.
That's what Twitter's for.
I know. E.H. Von Bronstein made an amazing poster. You know, it's got the bat symbol mustache.
Yes, I did see that one. That was great.
That was amazing. And
so good.
And that inspired Baked Boons. Good friend of the show, Baked Boons. Love that guy.
He's good. I like him.
He was inspired to grow his own Batman-style mustache.
To see progress on that.
I know, me too. Mm. But there's too many supporters to name.
Yeah.
That being said, Mackenzie mustache was a failure. Benjamin
so far. It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
I say we continue to hack at him.
All right, you're right.
No response at all?
No response at all.
Did he block anyone? He probably blocked us.
Not aware of that. Uh-huh. Don't know. But I do know that he has been on Twitter this week because there was a few days where he wasn't doing anything. He retweeted.
He's probably undercover. He probably gone underground.
That's it.
Out of fear of hashtag Mackenzie Mustache.
What I thought maybe, yes. I thought, do we go on the attack? Do we harass Benjamin Mackenzie more? But then I thought, no, that's not how things get done. We go to his... No. We've been super nice to Benjamin Mackenzie. Mm. Say something like, if you're going to continue it, and we would love it if you did, be like, Benjamin Mackenzie, big fan of your character in the OC. Maybe you should have ended up with Marissa or whatever.
Uh-huh, sure.
That being said...
Did that not happen?
No, because she died.
Oh.
Because she was too good for television.
Sad.
Now she's too good for nothing.
Yeah,
because she's not doing anything.
Yeah.
So say something nice to Benjamin Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Be nice to him. Mm. We'll kill him with kindness. And then we'll kill him in real life if he doesn't respond.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Try to be nice and then...
I think I was going to say we should cut this, but you reckon we should keep it going?
Yeah.
So if you've tweeted him, can you tweet him again? Can we?
Or tell a friend.
Tell a friend?
Tell a friend, hey, sign up for Twitter and do this weird thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because he would have noticed. There's no way he would not have noticed that.
Mm.
Even though he's got 100,000 so...
He would have noticed those at mentions just lighting up.
Yeah, that's it. So same thing. Ask him if he's going to have a mustache. Say something nice about him.
Yeah. Hey, you'd look really great with a mustache. P.S. Will you have a mustache for Gotham?
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been working out. Nice biceps, Mackenzie.
Mm.
You look after yourself.
Shame you look like an idiot, like a weird muscle-bound idiot without a mustache. Maybe you should do that for Gotham. We'll get an answer out of this guy.
Absolutely. And please, at Mr. Sunday Movies me in it. Mm. Or Mason at Wikipedia Brown. Or
correct.
The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Not all of them, though. That's too many characters.
No, just do one. Pick
yeah,
one.
Just the one, yeah.
Yeah. So let's get this guy, Mason.
Yeah, let's get him
with
good.
Kindness.
Yeah.
Because he's probably a nice guy.
Mm.
So we want to make it, we want to entice him.
Yeah.
The carrot more than the stick, Mason.
Yeah.
The carrot doesn't work.
If you,
we're going to hit him
what
with the
we
stick,
should do
though.
Is we should look up his, like, manager, his agent's P.O. box.
Yep.
And, like, send him, like, mustache-related things.
Like mustache combs?
Like mustache combs, exactly. Hey, you might be needing this. Send him a mustache comb.
Good times.
Yeah, great.
Good times on the internet. So really, thank you. And you know what? It shows how much people support the show. Because sometimes we don't know if people are listening, Mason. Do we?
I'm certainly listening.
You are.
To a degree.
You're half here.
I'm half here. I'm half buying things on the internet.
That's
on
right.
The iPad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off. Whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer... don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Look, Mason, the biggest news from this week, though, aside from everybody loving the Fantastic Four, is that Guardians of the Galaxy, the trailer, exploded onto the internet.
Hooked on a feeling. That was out. Did you know that sales on that song spiked like 700% on iTunes? Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad they've claimed that song back from Ally McBeal. Because I think that was an Ally McBeal thing.
Well, it was Ally McBeal, but before that it was Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah. So something cool has got it back again.
There you go, yeah.
That dancing baby really pissed me off, Mason.
do you want to air a grudge against a baby right now?
A CGI
it's your
baby.
Platform, yeah.
You're right, it is. But I'm gonna refrain.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna refrain. Did it hook you on a feeling, Mason? I've written that here.
Oh, I get it. That's good. That's very clever.
Did it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It looked good. Wasn't although, it? And again, this is... Maybe I'm glad for this. We don't really know what the plot is.
No, but I think I know why.
Okay.
This is very much an origin...
Because they haven't made it yet.
They haven't made it. But this is very much an origins trailer. Where it's like, these are the characters and who and what they're about. Because most people don't know who these guys are.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know what I find really amusing, though?
What's
Marvel
that?
Release a thing where they're like, hey, there's a cartoon raccoon that it's kind of weird, right? And people are like, yes! And Fox are like... We've got Wolverine. Everyone's like, shut up! Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, we've seen enough. We know what Wolverine can do at this point.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, maybe Rocket Raccoon has, like, stink sacks. You know? Can real stink up a place.
I think you're thinking of skunks.
Yeah, still. He's a space raccoon, though.
That's true.
A spaccoon.
Well, isn't so, he... We're not going to get into this, but isn't he... Is he has the physiology of an Earth raccoon.
Yes.
Even though he's a space raccoon. Mm-hmm. That's right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get into that later. I thought it had a very, Indiana Jones vibe, Mason.
Oh, really? Okay.
Initially to start with. You know, he grabs the thing and...
Yeah, okay.
Trap and whatever. Uh-huh, you don't think so? Because he's a kind of Han Solo, Indiana Jones kind of rogue.
I think that's wishful thinking on your part.
Is it?
I think he's more Andy from Parks and Rec, stealing something out of the fridge that doesn't belong to him.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's still good, yeah.
Great. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But also, it's obviously going for a lighter tone.
Yes.
And even though Iron Man 3 was a lighter movie, and a lot of these movies are, this one... I saw some people complain, go, oh, another fucking comedy or whatever from Marvel. But Guardians of the Galaxy is supposed to be a wacky, funny kind of off left of center adventure. So the funny.
Well, some of it, certainly.
Some of it, yeah, exactly. But so I think that tone fits this
more.
Am I right or am I wrong? I am right. You're right. He's
nodding. You know what? Again, you know I love a romp. And if this is going to be a romp, I'm on board 100%.
That's why you love Star Trek Into Darkness for some reason.
First 20 minutes or whatever it is, first 15 minutes. What a romp.
That's it.
Yeah.
Peter Serafinowicz is in it as well.
Yeah. It's Serafinowicz, apparently.
Oh, okay, cool.
No,
he's
I learned
great.
That as well, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's the voice of Darth Maul. He's a very famous British actor.
He's in all the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
He is.
Bits and pieces.
He does that amazing... Does he do like 50 impressions in 1 minute?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
but he
great.
Does, and it's like... It ends up being like 14 impressions that he does.
And they're all terrible,
And they're all terrible. It's great. Look up Peter Serafinowicz. Serafinowicz?
Serafinowicz. But not spelt witch.
No. Mm. Spell it however it's spelled.
Yep.
We can't help you.
Learn that.
Yeah.
You know what? Google will fill it in for you. It's fine.
They sure will.
Yeah.
All those good people at Google. Mm. I think there's a team dedicated to that man. Just directing all that traffic.
Yeah,
so any other thoughts on the trailer?
Looks really good. Zoe Saldana's a... She's green now. She's not blue.
She's been blue. Now she's green.
You can't be black in space. It doesn't work.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Oh, except for Korath. He's going to be...
Oh yeah,
Jovan Hansson. Yeah, he can be black.
Big departure from what his look is like in the comics, as we noticed just before this. We looked up him.
He looks like a pink juggernaut in the comics, really. Yeah,
that's right, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, look, we all think it's going to be a success, don't we, Mason?
They're we predicting don't know that.
Big. We all think it.
We don't. Stop saying it. Stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm happy though. We're getting something new. Mm. As much as I like all the Marvel, not all the Marvel movies, some better than others.
Uh-huh.
This is something we have not seen before from Marvel.
Mm.
The closest thing we've had from a Marvel movie that's close is Howard the Duck, which is the first Marvel movie.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of... I don't know. We haven't had a good kind of Star Wars-ish kind of movie, really.
That's
since
very
probably
true.
Star Wars. Oh, Serenity's great. There you go. There's one. So I don't know. I think I'd love to see this kind of world-building kind of thing, and then for the new Star Wars to tank.
It's the spirit.
Nah, I want that to succeed as well. But yeah,
but they're the same company now.
They are, yeah. They're both Disney, yeah.
Oh, what if they cross them over?
Well, Patton Oswalt did this amazing rant. I don't know if you've seen it. He's in an episode of Parks and Rec.
Uh-huh.
Where he's filibustering.
Right.
Is that the word where they just keep talking?
Yes, it is, yes.
It is, yeah. And basically they needed him to fill in some time, so he basically does this amazing Star Wars / Marvel crossover.
Uh-huh.
And he speaks for like 5 minutes and it involves Thanos and the Infinity Gems and all those kind of things. Infinity Gauntlet, sorry. And all those kind of things and how it all comes together in one massive universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's great.
Ooh.
We'll never see it happen. But would you love it?
I would love it, actually, yeah.
We thought for this week...
Yes.
We would go through the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
I made a video on my YouTube channel. It's like 8 minutes. If you want to know a brief summary of the Guardians of the Galaxy, go and check it out. Mr. Sunday to Sunday or Mr. Movies. My YouTube channel. You've been there, haven't you, Mason?
On occasion, sure. I'm legally required to.
But we thought we'd maybe go into depth in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah.
Now, your assignment this week, Mason, was looking
my
up...
My homework.
Your homework was looking up old Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, I had planned to reread the entire Guardians of the Galaxy oeuvre from like 1969 till whenever. But my laptop stopped working and I haven't bought another one yet. So.
Would you say that was a blessing in disguise?
Yes, definitely. Not even a blessing in disguise, just a regular blessing. Cause,
flat out blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I was not looking... I never look forward to going back and just wading through exposition.
Yeah.
I'll use my optic blast on this thing, you know?
And then they say their name?
Yeah, then they say their name, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Well, look, there was an original Guardians team, there wasn't there, from 1969.
Uh-huh,
it's
gone
in and out of favour over the years. It's definitely not one of the most popular comics, but it has stuck around.
Yeah, yeah. It was sort of relaunched in the 90s.
Yeah, sure.
Which was a weird choice for the 90s, because in the 90s everything was really extreme.
It was, wasn't it?
It was the 90s was that era where everybody either became more extreme, or they discovered they had a more extreme counterpart. So, like, Ghost Rider had Vengeance... And like Batman.
Ghost Rider, the Flaming Skull.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a more extreme version.
There was
version.
A more extreme version of him, yeah.
What did he ride?
An even bigger steamroller. No, it was basically the same, except he had like more horns on the skull.
Okay.
In the Ghost Rider, the second Ghost Rider film, I assumed that Idris Elba's character was going to turn into Vengeance, but he didn't.
Oh, right, yeah,
really disappointing.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie was great, though.
Was it?
No.
I haven't seen it.
But yeah, so, and Batman had the Azrael Batman.
Yeah.
Superman became the four different Superman.
Superboy.
Yep.
Very extreme. Vanilla Ice haircut.
Ah, so super great fade.
Yeah.
All those. Thor had Thunderstrike.
Yep.
I can do it with anything. Name one.
Wonder Woman.
Artemis.
Batman.
I just did that one, like literally seconds ago I did that one.
Superboy.
No, that was... No, you've ruined this.
Hang on, Green Lantern.
Yeah, he had Parallax. He went super extreme.
Point.
He went
mad. All right, hang on. Hulk.
Hang on.
I fucking gotcha.
You did get... I bet there's one, though.
I'm sure
There's the future imperfect Hulk, who was, like, the future version of Hulk.
Okay.
Who went insane and, like, killed everybody.
Insane with love?
Yeah, insane with love.
For killing
that
people.
That might have been early 2000s.
Mm.
I'm claiming it anyway. How do you like that?
I'm against it.
Yeah.
But I'll let it pass.
Yeah. Also, he went savage again in the 90s.
Okay, yeah,
he was the Grey Hulk for a while, and then he went savage, and then he became Nerd Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The least popular Hulk.
I enjoyed that one. That was my era.
I didn't read it.
Yeah, okay, good.
There we go. Do you want to talk about the original team at
throughout
all?
The episode, just name a character.
I'll throw it out there.
And I'll
happy
give
to
you
do
a more
it.
Extreme counterpart.
Sure. I mean,
Spider-Man had Venom.
That's true. Obviously, I'll give you warning before I do it.
No, just
but,
say
general Spider-Man! No, wait, you just did that one.
Just did that one.
Fuck. All right. Original team, Mason.
Ugh.
Anything you want to say about them?
They were a 90s team.
I'm talking about the 60s team.
Yeah, but that's the same.
That's the same team. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, there was a little bit of... They're all kind of... They're all sort of the last of their kind. They were all kind of like, you know, one guy was genetically engineered to live on Jupiter for some
exactly.
reason or whatever. Charlie 27, I think it was his name. Yep.
That was the woman I can't remember who was genetically engineered to live on Mercury. One was from Pluto.
Uh-huh.
They're all pretty much... Because they're from the 60s, I presume they just went, what's planets that we know?
Yep.
And nobody knows anything about, because there was obviously not the technology to see other planets,
uh-huh.
I'd imagine, as much as there is now. I assume that has developed. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
But, so they just go, what's a planet? We don't know what's on Pluto. Let's just say they're from Pluto.
Yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So, hey. And he's a crystal man from Pluto?
Yeah, he's a crystal man from Pluto, yeah.
That's on the video. I've immediately forgotten it.
No, exactly.
It's
not
why,
yeah.
Forgotten it. But, yeah. So it was that stuff worth a read, though? I mean, is there any particular...
Like plot lines or storylines?
Sure, I guess.
Not really, because there's not really any... There's barely any crossover between the original Guardians from the 31st century and the modern-day Guardians.
There is some
crossover. Well, there's Vance Astro, who comes back in time.
Yeah.
And the new guys meet him and decide to call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy based on him.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all you need to know, basically.
That's true, exactly, yeah. Vance Astro, he was a mutant, is that correct?
Yes.
And because he's super old, he has that suit to keep him from dying.
Yes, or dispersing into an energy being, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And he carries Captain America's shield.
Not all the time, but he has.
Sometimes he does.
You know what?
Sometimes
there was an
old, he eats cereal out of it.
Now I remember, there was an old Guardians of the Galaxy storyline where they have to fight Dr. Doom, who's somehow lived till the 30th century, and he's wearing Wolverine's skeleton as a suit of armor.
Oh, that's
so
pretty
find
cool.
That, so find that issue. That's the 90s in a nutshell.
Wolverine!
Hang on. Probably Weapon X.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, yeah.
You got me.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also had there's going to be some crossover into the new one as well. Uh-huh. I'm assuming Vance Astro will not be in this movie. I'd imagine he hasn't
been
mentioned.
It'd be weird if you want him in.
It would be weird, yeah. But Yondu, who's part of the original team,
uh-huh.
he is in the new movie.
Okay,
Michael Rooker's playing him,
oh,
and he's
yeah.
an associate of Peter Quill.
Okay,
so I think some of it they're changing.
When you said last week, hey, let's do a little bit of research on Guardians of the Galaxy, and you were like, you know what, I'll do it. You said I'll do it on the day, right? I'll do it night before. It's going to be real easy. Have you found it real easy?
It's been an absolute fucking waking nightmare.
Because
the whole thing.
It's like, because I love comic book cosmology. I love the whole, you know, the space universe part of the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
But it is really like if somebody said to you, if you didn't know anything about comic books and somebody said to you, hey, learn every character in the Marvel Universe by tomorrow, it's like that.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly,
That's exactly it. And the thing is as well, I've been reading some Guardians of the Galaxy from a few months back.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a fan of them before.
Yeah.
I know people get upset if people are like, people are jumping on the bandwagon because whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was not a fan.
Yeah. Also, what's wrong with jumping on the bandwagon?
It's fine, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who cares?
Learn about a new thing.
Yeah.
We weren't all there at the origin of at issue one of whatever.
Well, we bloody should have been.
We should have been. You're right. We are idiots.
So I've been reading it for a while, probably maybe since they probably announced it.
Uh-huh.
So I've been kind of coming back and forth to it.
Uh-huh.
But even then, like every now and then they'll be like, this is a guy. And I'm like, and then I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I have to go look it up. And then I'm like, okay, so he was in a team in the 70s and then he died and he came back. I'm like, right, okay, yep. Now,
makes
now,
sense, sure.
Now I can continue reading this. It's like doing research, reading
yeah,
a lot
is,
of this.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
There's so much stuff. It is not a comic. I've got some recommended readings of this, but it is not a comic to jump into if you know nothing about comics.
That's very true.
I know. Yeah. Look, I've always said, well, when I got the comic book movie site job thing,
uh-huh.
Jim Little, the boss, he's like, what do you know about, what are your skills? And I go, look, I know movies. I know comic book movies. My comics knowledge is okay,
uh-huh.
but there's a lot of gaps.
Right.
Right. But I found this, but it's pretty better than average or whatever. Not as good as yours, because you know some weird shit. But I found it a real struggle to, like, condense this.
Destroyer Duck is the more extreme version of Howard the Duck.
Okay.
If you were going to spring that on me at any point, it's Destroyer Duck.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You're ready for me. So, yeah, it's probably not the best team to start with. All this cosmic stuff is confusing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
also, it is a good read. The newer stuff, I've written down the book too. I was going to mention this at the end. There's Volume 1 Legacy, which started in 2008, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy volume. It's kind of new, kind of reader friendly.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of stuff in it. Like there's a character who joins at one point and he's like, I hate all the cosmic stuff.
Right.
It's confusing. It's bullshit or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So there is ways into it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But yeah, there you go. Where did I even get onto this?
I was mocking you. But you can go back wherever you were again. Just start again. It's fine.
Starhawk was also an original member. He makes an appearance in the new team as well.
That's right.
He's banging around through time and space.
Uh-huh, yeah. mm-hmm.
So he turns up as well.
Yeah.
And his alliances kind of waver and, you know, he's all about the timeline or whatever.
No.
Or not. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah. What are your experiences with the Guardians of the Galaxy?
As a kid, it was one of those groups that I was always going to get into, but I never quite got around to.
Sure.
It looked like too much work.
Yeah, because you had that breakdance crew.
Yeah, exactly.
You were very busy.
I was so busy. Yeah. Modern day Guardians of the Galaxy. You know what? It's weird because they were sort of formed in the Annihilation storylines, which started like 2006-ish, which was the exact same time as Civil War.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you couldn't buy all the Marvel books ever, you sort of had to pick one.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
yeah.
otherwise it would make no sense. And I think most people went with Civil War.
They did, yeah.
Because it's characters they recognize.
That's right, yeah.
But yeah, this whole other intergalactic space war poised to destroy the entire universe was happening.
Yep.
Outside the solar system, yeah, and nobody noticed.
Yeah.
Which is weird, right?
That is weird, yeah.
Mm.
Maybe we can go through the characters, Mason.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, as far as like space, if you want to get a kind of a grounding in the Marvel space stuff without going insane,
yeah.
There was a storyline from the 90s called Operation Galactic Storm,
yeah.
Where there was a war between the Kree and the Shi'ar, which were kind of like the, you know, two major Marvel alien races. And the Avengers have to go up into space and stop it.
Yep.
And that's actually really good.
When's that from, sorry?
Like the 90s.
Cool.
Mid-90s? Yeah.
The best time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How extreme was it?
Oh, it wasn't that extreme.
Fantastic Four!
Fantastic Force. You idiots. God. It had Sue Storm and Reed Richards' son grown up. Because he was from the future and he came to the past.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was his powers?
He's got telekinesis and all sorts of stuff.
Was he a smug dickhead? Did he take that from Reed Richards?
Yeah, he was smuggish. Yeah.
Sure. Great. So yeah, why don't we talk about the modern team, Mason?
Let's
do it. And tie it into the trailer.
Okay, I'm ready.
This I kind of can follow because I've been reading this.
Good.
So I can do this.
Great.
But yeah, basically it starts with Peter Quill.
Uh-huh.
Now he's a mixture of human and Spartoi.
Yes.
I believe.
Yep.
Which gives him many qualities. But mostly, he's just a regular guy.
It's pretty much that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, in some versions, he's an astronaut, where he's taken the Peter Quill mantle.
Uh-huh.
And I think in the movie version, he's been kidnapped.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very Corsair. You know, Cyclops' dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The space pirate.
Yeah.
Because he was abducted from Earth, and then he became the space pirate. But I guess, since Fox isn't going to use that element, because it's dumb... That's freely available for Marvel to use it. So that's how they're going there, yeah.
That's it. Mm. Now, yeah, as I said, he's just a guy, but he's a weapons expert. He's got that suit, which means he can travel through space and whatever. You know.
What do you think of Chris Pratt as the casting choice?
You know what, initially I wasn't sold it. As much as I like Chris Pratt, and I do.
Then you saw the abs.
No, I saw the abs, and I was like, yes. Mm. No, because I heard that Joel Edgerton was going for it.
Okay.
I was rooting for Joel Edgerton, because I really like Joel Edgerton. Not just because he's Australian. Uh-huh. You know I'm a patriot, Mason.
I know you are.
I'm such a patriot. What was I saying?
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, and because he's great in Warrior,
yep.
Joel Edgerton as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I would have rather Joel Edgerton, but I've definitely warmed to it. And the trailer's been nothing but confirm this for me. What about you? Is he too wacky?
There's elements of wackiness too. The character in the comic books.
Yeah.
The look is largely irrelevant because you don't often see his face in the...
In the new one you do.
Yeah. Okay, but he's very generic.
Yeah, he's
so
yeah,
I think
exactly,
you could really,
yeah.
you could really put anyone in there.
Yeah.
Because most of the time he's under the mask. So
yeah.
He might strike me as a little wacky, but I think he might grow into it as the film progresses. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some people I know felt the humor was a bit forced in the trailer.
Okay, yeah.
Which may have been the case, but it would seem forced though. I mean, maybe it is forced in the final product, but when you take snippets of humor from a movie, it's often you need the context and
yes,
whatever
exactly.
else
yeah,
for
yeah,
it
yeah.
to not feel forced.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But hey,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
it is forced.
And clearly he has some sort of attachment to that Walkman.
Well, I think that
because that's what came with him when he was kidnapped.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, and that's his only link to Earth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I love that bit in the
trailer. You think he could go back to Earth then, don't you?
You would think that.
Yes. I mean, they know where it is, and
he's got
a spaceship.
He has a ship.
Yeah,
you think
he could just go right back to Earth?
I don't know. Maybe it's what you end up knowing. I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But hey, why would you go back to Earth though if you could fly?
Maybe the greatest
space
journey is in your heart.
Maybe. Or maybe it's literally in space.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, it's much bigger.
I love that scene, though, in the trailer where he hears the music playing and then it kind of amps up and then shocks him. And you think it's going to kick straight into the song and then it just does those drum beats.
Right, right.
It's great.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
Look, I can give you a little bit of information on the actual character.
I'm ready.
Because, as we said, it was an Origins kind of trailer.
Uh-huh.
And from that, we got a little bit of information text which tells you about that particular person.
Uh-huh, yep.
So this is for Peter Quill because you know they've all been arrested in the thing or whatever. Okay, so alias Star-Lord, species.
Did you enjoy the obscene gesture?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
That's fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Species Terran, it says.
Terran from Earth.
All right. That's us. Of course.
You're an idiot.
Am I?
Yes.
Or am I the biggest idiot?
Oh no, that's it. You're right.
Origins Terra. Don't know what that means. It says enhancements. He's got a translator in his neck. So that would come in handy.
Well, yeah, because I mean, originally the characters, he's one of those characters they keep, they don't retcon him really, but they keep.
He gets different implants and
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, he's been
and stuff.
A cyborg for a while. He had like a bionic eye and stuff like that. And they've since removed it. I think they're probably going to skip most of that.
Yeah.
Just plug that translator
in. Exactly, because that's really all you need. And that explains why everybody speaks English and blah, blah, blah. It's just easier. Why in Man of Steel could everybody speak English?
Is there a scene where they learn English?
Yeah, there is actually.
Great.
There's a 40-minute scene.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that. A bit long.
But I
learned English better.
You did. Mm. You sure did.
Yeah.
Because you're a bloody foreigner, Mason.
Oh.
Because I'm so Australian. I don't know if you know this. I'm a patriot.
I know you're a patriot. Steady on, mate. Jesus.
Criminal record, though. Oh, it says Associates Yonda Udonta, which is Yondu from, you know, the original guy, whatever. Criminal record. 1 count of fraud. 2 counts of assault / drunkenness. 1 count sex crime.
Wait a second.
Yeah, it says illegal manipulation of Gramorcian Duchess.
Ooh.
So he's probably fondled someone.
Guy, that's what I just said. He seems a bit listed from Red Dwarf.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Oh, that's a great show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have we talked about Red Dwarf enough
at
on
length,
the show? We sure
endlessly.
Have, haven't we? Yeah. Mm. So there you go. Yeah, I think he's a good casting choice, and I think that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Should we go to the next person?
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about Lister from Red Dwarf?
He was here recently. He DJ'd.
Was he?
Craig Charles. I missed it. I forgot it was on.
Right.
Would have been great, though.
Sure. Next up, Gamora or Gamora, whatever you want to call it.
I'm going to say Gamora.
I'm going to say...
Gamora's more the monster from Godzilla.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the last of her kind, which most of these guys are, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are. Raised
that,
by...
I guess that is the only... That's the only link between them and the original Guardians of the Galaxy, that they're all the last of their kind.
Yeah, or the only one of their kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was raised by Thanos. I think he killed her family or planet or something like that and then took her on board. So she's an assassin and good at stealth and a gymnast, and she does all the stuff. She can flip kick. She can maybe do that thing where she goes up on someone's shoulders with her legs and then
snaps
does
their neck.
Yeah.
I bet there's one of those.
Spin.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely one of those in there.
Yeah. She's also got at this is in the comic recently. She's got a healing factor where she gets torched by, I think, solar radiation, and she's just burnt to a crisp, no hair, skin's all fucked up or whatever. I've been swearing too much on this show. I got to cut that back.
No more.
But, okay.
Every second word. See if you can do it.
Done. So she's got a healing factor, but it's not really to that of Wolverine. And I said this in the video, or it is because Wolverine's healing factor changes. It took her a few issues to kind of come back from that.
Right. There's an issue right at the start of Civil War.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Civil War.
We were.
There's an issue where...
It was an issue, wasn't there?
Shut up.
Because there was conflict.
Shut up. I'm going to hate you again. I'm going to be a hater on you any second now. But there's one issue where there's a villain called Nitro, and his power is he can explode and then reform himself.
Okay.
And he gets all up in Wolverine's face, and he explodes, and Wolverine is reduced to an adamantium skeleton. Like, that's it. Like,
yeah.
No eye sockets, no organs. Just the skeleton, from what you can tell. And then the next panel, he's fine again. he blows up and he's just the skeleton. And then you see Nitro like, haha, I've done it. I've defeated him. And then, he turns around and Wolverine's fine again. He's even grown all his hair back.
I was going to say, and brain cells?
Yeah, I guess so.
And memories?
There must have been something left. I don't
know. Yeah.
But it's ridiculous,
I guess,
right?
His brain is inside his skull, though.
Yeah.
But,
so
yeah.
Assuming that wasn't turned to a crisp, sure.
But there's also in, what's the one? The Age of Ultron. Where he goes into the alternative future and he gets his leg, kind of, the flesh around his leg disintegrates.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to stand up and he's like, ah! And then he passes out, and then it cuts to a few days later when his leg is healed.
Uh-huh.
So there's also that, and they're not that far apart in
right,
time.
Right, exactly.
They change that all the time.
All the time. And he was missing an eye for a while.
Yeah.
An eye patch. In the Age of Apocalypse thing, he's missing, Cyclops shot his arm,
that's
his
right.
hand off,
yeah,
and his
yeah.
hand never grew back. So who knows? It's almost as if it's comic book logic and none of it makes any sense, right?
It's almost like that, you're
no,
right.
No, it's like that,
almost,
yeah.
Basically, she's 24, it says. Oh, this is for the movie information.
Uh-huh.
Her weight is 2,000...
Wait a second, is that Earth years or space years?
It says Zebahari years, which is her race. Zehoberi. You know, it's one of those things where you read it in the comics, but you have no idea what it actually sounds like out loud.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I can't read.
I think that's a fairly common nerd.
Yeah, it is.
Trait is that you've read a word many, many times, but you have no idea how it's said.
Yeah.
Because you've never used it in real life. You've never heard it used anywhere.
Because you don't want to bring it up with anybody because
they'll
beat you up.
They'll beat you up. Exactly, yeah.
But I think its weight is 2008 grits, which I assume is a reference to the new comic, which came out in 2008.
She better trim down a little. I wonder what her diet regime is for this film. Let's ask her.
Let's ask her endlessly. In all the interviews. Just like Scarlett Johansson. Mm. Yeah. Enhancements. Now, she does have cybernetic appendages, ocular and respiratory implants, enhanced neurological system. Another thing that Peter Quill had at one point, he had a memory chip where he could remember everything.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was another thing that he had. So, but
I remember that, but I had my memory chip taken out.
Ah,
so.
Very good. You son of a gun.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's obviously an assassin.
Everybody in space is kind of enhanced.
Well, that's
the
thing, exactly. And that's what I said in the video. Everybody's a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. They're good with guns and knives.
Yep.
They can fly in space. That's pretty much everybody can do that.
Doesn't seem to be any laws either about having lots of guns and knives. You can just wave them around.
That's right, yeah.
It's like the Wild West out in there in space.
That's it.
They should do some sort of sci-fi space western.
Never happen.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah.
It says, description, she's the last survivor of her people, and her criminal record is 12 counts of murder.
Ooh.
So, yeah. That sounds pretty true to the books, I guess.
Who do you think she killed in a group of 12? Do you think it was Jesus' disciples?
I was going to say that.
Do you think it was the seven dwarves and then five more people?
Like, hey, stop! Yeah. And then murdered them?
Yeah.
You probably, yeah.
Do you think it was the seven dwarves, the Fantastic Four from the 90s? And then a yet-to-be-named person.
That we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'd believe that.
Destroy a duck.
Yep. So, yeah, I think that's pretty close to the comics. It seems that way anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think at the start of this, she maybe does work for Thanos, and then she's kind of pulled away for whatever reason. There is an Infinity Gem involved in this whole movie.
Oh.
So maybe that's
There's your plot right there.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. There you go. Let's move it along then, Mason. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Drax. Now, there was also 30-second videos of these.
You know what? You know what I've been holding on my lap just here on this
iPad?
Your iPad,
I can see it.
Yeah, but have you seen what Drax the Destroyer used to look like? 90s style?
I have not.
Cape. WWF belts.
He looks like a giant version of the Green Goblin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Purple and green. Cape. Yep. Sweet little boots, probably. Nice little skull amulet. He's got a big cape with a big cowl around his neck.
Oh.
It's pretty great. Big collar, disco collar.
Nice.
It's great, right?
In the 90s?
Yeah. Well, he's been around a long time.
We all have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to show you that.
Sure, yeah,
It's great. Just to undercut anything about that character. He's ridiculous.
That's right. Well, there is there's 30-second videos online where the actors who play them and director James Gunn talk about their characters.
Uh-huh.
And the Drax one, the guy who plays Drax, Dave Bautista, I think his name is.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler. He's like, I practically am Drax.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really that. I mean, it's good that they're enthusiastic.
Uh-huh.
Drax was a saxophone playing man.
Yep. And do you think that's where the name came from?
Definitely.
Do you think they wanted to call him Draxophone?
Yes.
The Destroyer?
I'm sure Drax is from an era where, like, probably like the 80s or 70s, where having a saxophone player or being a saxophone player in the movie is super cool.
Yeah.
Remember in the 80s where, like, this is big in the Lethal Weapon movies, whenever there's a transition, there's a saxophone solo.
Yeah. There's famously the Greasy Sax Man in The Lost Boys.
That's it, yeah.
Which later was parodied by John Hamm on Saturday Night Live. If you want to see, a real Greasy Sax Man, oh, so good. Also, are you familiar with Nightman at all?
We've talked about this.
Have we?
Maybe not on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
On the podcast,
yeah, we have. Briefly, tell us.
No, that's all we need. He was a jazz saxophone player in his real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he was struck by lightning and then gained evil detecting powers.
And then he didn't play the sax anymore?
I think he did. He
probably played it by moonlight.
Yeah, you know he played it by moonlight.
So basically, Drax was a human saxophone player whose family was killed by Thanos.
What I'm saying is there's precedent for sax playing superheroes.
Yes, so that's right. Yeah, that's right. His family was killed by Thanos. I think his daughter ended up being alive at some point, or not.
Well, that's a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah. But he was basically given a new body by somebody I can't remember.
Kronos.
That's right.
Who is Thanos' granddad.
Yes.
There you go.
Is he a good bloke?
He's a good, amorphous energy being. Because he kind of...
That's a big generalization of amorphous energy beams, Mason. That's pretty racist.
No, I it's true. If it's... You know what? If it covers enough of them, all I'm saying is it's probably true.
Fair point.
Sometimes...
I'm a patriot!
Sometimes the stereotype's true, all right?
You're right. By the way, if you play saxophone, it's not uncool.
Well.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so he was given a new body for the sole purpose of killing Thanos. Interestingly, though...
By Kronos' granddad, which
is... By Kronos' granddad, yep. Yeah, exactly. They say that in the new one, that he's a weapon of vengeance against Ronan the Accuser.
Oh, okay.
Who is the one
the principal
of the
main, villain
principal
of this?
Villain,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Thanos is in it, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but he's the main one.
Yeah.
Because I think that way, because I think Thanos is going to be the villain in Avengers 3, which I think we've spoken about.
Yeah.
Or may not be. And if you just have Drax kill him, as opposed to Iron Man flying him into the sun or whatever,
they're
going to end up Iron Man killing him, because that'll happen, then yeah, I think that's probably the way to go.
I think it'll be a 1-2 punch. I think it'll be a shield hit to the chest, and then Iron Man will fly him into the sun. So we can pretend that any of the other characters do anything. You know?
Yeah, that's it.
Or maybe Black Widow will, like, get a good solid punch in.
Yeah, that's right in his balls.
And then Iron Man will fly him into the sun.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, he can also, I mean, aside from being enhanced like everybody else.
Yes.
He can also sense Thanos, and this power has waved over the years, or know if somebody has ran into him.
Right,
so
yeah.
So if you meet somebody, he's like,
you're Thanos' mailman. I can tell. Where's he live? That'd be easy, wouldn't it?
It would be so easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. I'm not going to believe this, Mason. That car again is shining right in my eyes.
That's unfortunate for you, isn't it?
I'm going to change it at the risk of wrecking the sound quality like it did last time.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody car, man. I should learn.
No.
Don't worry though, I'll edit this out.
No, leave it in.
That's better. All right. In many ways, that was a success.
Yep.
Fuck that car, man. I want to go out and I'm going to scuff that bit of the car. Just scratch the shit out of it.
Good.
Because it's the same spot.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Do you want to hear
his rap? Put some soap on it or something.
I'm not doing that. Okay. I'll just scratch it.
Yeah, good idea.
What are you, an idiot?
Sorry.
Okay. I was a bit disappointed, though, that the guy from Game of Thrones, Jason Momoa.
Oh, Drogo.
Wasn't Drax. This guy's great, don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I know he'll do a good job because, I don't know if you know this, he practically is Drax.
I've heard that, yeah. You know how he worked out? Like a mad dog.
I bet
That's
he
did.
Yeah. Okay, so Alias is known as the Destroyer. Species unknown because he's obviously made. He's got enhanced musculature, impact-resistant skin, augmented cellular regeneration. So he can also do the thing that Wolverine does or doesn't do, depending.
Right, exactly. Everybody's got that. Who cares? Everybody's
that's
got
right,
it.
Exactly. 22 counts of murder, 5 counts of GBH. Grievous bodily ham.
Nice. Good save.
Was it?
No.
So, yeah. Maybe we should move on from Drax, Mason.
Okay.
This is where it gets weird.
Okay.
Or not weird.
Is this going to be Rocket Raccoon?
I was going to go with Groot first, but whatever.
Okay, yeah, Groot. No, Groot.
Okay. So, Groot, I think, is in the movie, is supposed to be like your kind of Chewbacca, because he's apparently the innocent kind of good in a fight or whatever, but he's kind of like, I'm just...
Are you saying Rocket Raccoon is the Han Solo?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Huh. Yes. Well, they are buddies. That would be great.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
He's...
Because Star-Lord can't be... He can't be Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
That's true. Maybe Rocket Raccoon is Luke Skywalker. Yeah. Or Billy D. Williams.
Oh. But, because don't they say that, like, all, like, the trope is that, like, all bands of heroes, it's like the same five. It's like the hero, so that's Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
It's like the Han Solo type character.
Yep.
The girl.
Like, the guy who's kind of like, is a bit on the edge.
Yeah.
Like your Raphael from Ninja Turtles.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah.
And then you've got the girl.
Yep.
And then you've got...
The wacky
the
one.
The heavy, who has Chewbacca,
oh, yeah,
I guess,
the heavy one, yeah.
And then...
The wacky one.
Wild Card,
yeah.
Which is Rocket Raccoon, I guess, yeah.
Or Michelangelo. That also works for the Sex and the City characters.
Does it really?
It totally does.
Okay, Carrie is Luke Skywalker.
We're not doing it.
No, we are. Okay.
Carrie's Luke Skywalker.
Miranda is...
The straight-laced one, I guess. No.
No, that's Charlotte.
Yep.
Which one's the wild card? Is it Samantha?
Samantha's
the
wild card. How do we get here again? It
doesn't matter.
Were we talking about this last week?
Guys, it's Sex and the City talk. We're transitioning over. If you don't like Sex and the City, unsubscribe.
Entourage and Sex and the City are the same show.
Yeah,
just
I know.
So you know. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. Groot. His powers include...
Ari is Han Solo.
Oh, do you want to talk about it?
The main guy is like one of those trash droids that goes around and has no charisma. Anyway, continue. Groot is Groot's the Chewbacca.
You say Adrian Grenier is a trash droid.
Yeah, he's a trash droid, yeah.
He can increase his mass. He's got strength and whatever.
Adrian Grenier?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that big, dumb fucking head of hair that he rocks.
No wonder he can be on the movie.
That's right. He's very strong or whatever. He's the last of his kind. I think he's royalty. Is that right?
Yeah, I think by default he might be royalty.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
He can be reduced to something like a tiny sapling or a
and
twig.
And they can rebuild him from the twig. Yeah, you can regrow from the twig. Yeah.
Given
but is it the same character?
Healing powers. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because, well, you know, whenever they transfer some, they're like, we cloned him and now he's he's the same character.
Yeah.
He's not, though, is he?
No, he's a different guy.
Yeah, that one's dead.
Yeah. It's like if you cut an earthworm in half, it actually just dies.
Have we fit? Yes. Do we know if Agent Coulson is... How did he come back from the dead yet? Have we figured that out yet?
I think...
Irrelevant, doesn't matter.
I think it's been off the air for a few weeks.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Remember, though, when it came back and they're like, oh, there he is, it's explained. It's not explained.
Mm.
They just saw him poking in his brain.
Yeah.
And then everyone went, got it. Makes sense.
No.
Doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
Bill Paxton's on this week, though. Check it out, Mason.
Ooh.
Don't have to.
Wait, Paxton or Pullman?
Paxton.
Huh.
From Aliens.
Yeah, is he his character from Aliens?
Yes, he is, sure.
Good.
Doesn't matter.
Good.
One of the things attributed to him is that all he says is, I am Groot.
Right.
Which is a result of, as these species get older, I think it's something to do with their vocal cords harden, and it's difficult for them to speak in Earth language or whatever. I can't remember. One character once said that he's not actually just saying, I am Groot. He's saying a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
But that's how you hear it.
Okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's been properly confirmed, or it has, because cosmic is nonsense.
Right.
Whether or not he's actually saying anything else. But in tone and what he says, things implies also.
Right,
Chewbacca, it's just a series of random noises, but apparently he's saying stuff, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Peter Mayhew's a good bloke, isn't he?
I guess so, yeah. I've never met him or interacted with him in any way. But
I know the Red Letter
Media... He sure is tall.
The Red Letter Media guys hate him.
They hate him, why?
Yeah, they do.
For what? For what reason?
I don't know, something to do with... Peter Mayhew's the guy who plays Chewbacca, if anyone doesn't know that. If you listen to this, you probably know that. I don't know why out of that. But I don't know, because he's, you know, he signs... Well, you know, he demands money for signatures and
whatever. But everybody does
that.
It's
a job, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm never going to meet Peter Mayhew.
No, exactly.
So I don't care.
Yeah.
So yeah, voice of Vin Diesel, who's no stranger to voice work, Mason.
We don't hear him speak at all in the trailer.
No,
right?
But we will... But we do hear the next guy speak, which we'll talk about in a minute. Yeah, Vin Diesel's a good choice, I guess. He was the Iron Giant.
Yep.
And that's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
And he does a good job in it.
Mm.
Here we go.
Reads his lines a quarter mile at a time.
Species, that's right. Species Flora Colossus. There was also a rumour that Vin Diesel was going to be Thanos, which I don't think is the case.
No. Yeah.
Enhancements unknown.
But I bet the guy who portrayed him at the end of Avengers is really crossing his fingers.
Yeah.
And hoping like... This is my first acting gig, but boy, I really hope I get to be the villain in Avengers 3.
That's it. It says he's a description, humanoid plant, associates are 89P13. That probably means something.
Hmm.
Really obscure that I don't know. Criminal record, there are 3 counts of grievous bodily harm also.
Wow.
You didn't think I could save that joke, Mason.
But you did.
But boy, did I.
Hmm.
So yeah, there you go. Last one from the team, from this particular team anyway. Things change, though, Mason, over time.
As
we're aware. We all get older. We all look worse every day, don't we?
No, I look great.
That's true. Well done.
Thank you.
Traditionally known as Rocket Raccoon.
Uh-huh.
Now, he has the characteristics of an Earth raccoon.
Yes.
So he's not technically from Earth. But he was built to be a guardian of a particular race of something. It's very complicated, and I could explain it, but I don't really remember, and I don't care.
Great.
But basically, he is essentially a raccoon who is intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not particularly... strong, like he's a little bit better than a regular raccoon, obviously, as far as what he can do.
That's all I ask, really. That's all I ever want out of my movie heroes.
That's it.
Be slightly better than a normal raccoon. That's why I like James Bond so much, because he's slightly better than a normal raccoon, you know?
Just slightly.
Indiana Jones, slightly better.
Sly Cooper, the raccoon, slightly better than a regular
That's
raccoon.
That's very true. We've got this. We're getting a rhythm going. This is
Sly
great.
Cooper movie's coming as well.
Is it?
They released a trailer, yeah.
Animated? CGI, computer
CGI, yeah. Well, you got to jump on this sweet rocket raccoon band.
Oh, that's a really good point. Do you think this will be an increase in sort of weird pest-based
pets.
Movie characters?
Oh, but yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably increased in people with, like, silly raccoons and try to...
Oh, absolutely. There'll be a lot flushed down toilets.
That's
like
right,
that.
Exactly.
Back in the 50s and 60s,
yeah.
If you just look at like heaps and heaps of comic book covers,
yeah.
There's a lot of gorillas.
Yeah, there
on
is.
The covers. And if you look in those issues, a lot of the time, there's no gorilla in that issue.
Yeah.
And it's just because...
Gorilla's soul.
Gorilla's soul. So
yeah,
they would just
yeah.
put gorillas on the... Which is weird,
There's
right?
a lot of issues of like a gorilla in a Superman costume.
Yes. Yeah.
That's for no reason.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I hope raccoons... the new gorillas.
Me too.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But basically, because he's a raccoon, he's got like better eyesight and smell and all those kind of things. Whatever a raccoon can do. We don't have raccoons do here.
He's got the proportional strength of a raccoon.
Yeah, pretty much. He's a little bit stronger, but he is a weapons expert and he can jump around.
Sharp
jump
little
around.
Claws too.
Sharp
I bet.
Little claws, yeah.
Like you'd see him in your yard or whatever. If you've got a nice leafy yard and he'd be there like, ooh, maybe you should pet me. And then he'd scratch you. Scratch your hands.
I'll get you! Yeah, it's like the koalas of here.
Mm, yeah.
Koalas are pricks. Don't touch koalas.
No.
They'll scratch the
chlamydia
shit out of
too.
Do they?
Yep.
Qualmidia?
Yes, that's right.
The thing about koalas is people don't realize they're like they're so cute or whatever. There's a reason they can climb up a tree as quickly as they can because their claws are enormous and sharp.
Yes.
Do not touch a koala. Or do. I don't care.
Yeah, come visit and do that.
He loves guns though, Mason, this guy. Weapons expert. Bit of a wisecracker kind of guy. Apparently he's got anger issues. Voiced by Bradley Cooper. I don't know if you saw the Bradley Cooper clip, Mason.
I didn't, but go ahead.
But it basically is one line and I'm going to edit it into the podcast right now.
Rocket has some real anger issues.
This one here's our booty.
I either did or didn't do that.
Huh. Was it good? Did I find it accurate to the character?
You were pretty impressed.
Cool.
Yeah. So basically, alias Rocket, he's from the Half-World. That's right, Half-World. Keystone Quadrant enhancements. Now in this one, and he probably had this in the comics at some point, he's got a cybernetic skeletal structure, enhanced phalanges and metacarpal bones, genetically augmented cerebral cortex, which I assume means he's smart.
Yes.
Yeah. There's also
A picnic baskets.
That's right. There's also his picture of his skeleton here. Do you see that?
Oh, a little skeleton. So, okay.
Yeah, he's got it looks like he's got those kind of, you can see the augmented skeleton. Yeah.
Well, he needs to be able to stand upright.
That's right, exactly.
All the time, so.
That's a good point. Mm. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Associates Groot, a lower life form has a tendency to bite.
That's a good, yeah.
That's great. Criminal record, 13 counts of theft, 14 counts of escape from incarceration. Big part of this movie apparently set in a prison, which is interesting. 7 counts of mercenary activity, 15 counts of arson.
Love it.
There you go. I think they've done well in this movie. Kids are going to love this movie. You get a lot of merchandise out of it.
Yeah.
This is a good way to go for them. Very smart.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon plushie.
That's it.
With a little machine gun.
That's it.
Or a full-size machine gun. Or a real machine gun.
Those are the days when you get a real machine gun.
How about just give them away when you buy a machine gun?
Good idea. Now, Mason, there are other people who are in the Guardians of the Galaxy who may make an appearance. Adam Warlock, as we
yes,
know,
okay.
His cocoon was at the end of Thor the Dark World, or it's assumed to be.
Yeah, okay. Having said, I would never would have picked that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Do you think anyone in the cinema picked that straight away?
I'm sure they would have been.
Yeah. See, that's, yeah, that's, I don't recall at it.
I don't notice anything in these movies until afterwards. Uh-huh. And then I take credit for it.
Fantastic.
It's like a jerk.
Yeah.
Iron Man's been a member.
Yep.
It was true. Rumored for a long time that
I did not like that space armor Iron Man.
No, I mean,
that weird nose thing.
Yeah.
Don't mess with
it. I
classics.
Don't like the idea of. I thought they might do it, put Iron Man in the movie to kind of have it cross over, to be like, see, it's relatable Iron Man,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just let it be.
I think he might be in the post credit sequence.
Yeah, he probably
I can
right.
almost guarantee he'll be in that. The Star Boost, the white space.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be in that. I mean, he blew it up, but hey, build another one.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 hours.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, other characters rumored. Nova's rumored to be in it.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
There's apparently even Nova.
Well, Nova runs. I imagine the end of this will end with them living in nowhere. The space station.
Yeah.
The Celestial Head space station.
That's it.
Yeah.
Another thing that's weird about this,
yes.
The space station is run by a Russian dog.
Cosmo,
yes.
Who was lost in the 60s.
And that's right.
Yeah. That's why I love Marvel cosmology, because that's, or just comic book cosmology in general, because you can just do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're like, well, and you can just say, hey, he was lost in the 60s, they sent him up to space in the 60s, he disappeared, now he can't die, and he's a talking intelligent dog. And he runs a space station. At the edge of the universe.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They don't explain it either.
No.
I mean, I'm sure there's an explanation for it, but most people are like, we don't know how he got here or what's going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he still wears the little space suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Talking animals in this all the way, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Nova Commander, though, is Glenn Close.
Really? Nova Corps head?
Yeah.
Glenn Close, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know she can run a team.
We do know that.
The Shield.
I was going to say.
Something else she's been in?
You know.
Name another thing.
I was thinking of Meryl Streep.
Right. Who is the more extreme version of Glenn Close? There we go, I did it again.
Villains, Mason.
Yes.
Now, they can't draw from all the Marvel villains for this because some are owned by Fox.
Well, yeah.
The Badoon, owned by Fox.
Yep.
The Skrulls are partially owned by Fox, so they could probably still use them.
Well, interestingly... Oh, no, go ahead. Finish
it. That was it.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, because the Chitauri in the Avengers, the Ultimate Avengers, they fight the Chitauri, who are the Skrulls.
Yeah.
They're the same... They've just given them a different name in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And they can shapeshift and stuff like that in the Ultimate Universe. But in the Avengers movie, they were just real annoying aliens. Just real persistent.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
Just a lot of them.
And they all phantom menaced at the end
when
they blew up their spaceship or whatever.
Or Independence Day.
Yeah,
also.
Good point. They antiquated. Quaden.
Yeah, it's because once you get into the space stuff,
yeah,
a lot of that is Fantastic Four territory.
Yeah,
so they can't necessarily use any of that.
Yep.
The Shi'ar are from they're sort of an X-Men property more than anything.
Yeah.
So they can't necessarily use any of those. So,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of they might be stuck in a lot of these.
Yeah. Are you okay with that though?
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, they make use of what they've got though, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
I don't think it really impacts on them too much.
Mm.
But hey. What are we going to do about it, Mason?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So the villains in this, though, the main ones are Thanos, who's mm-hmm. going to be instigating the whole thing. Oh, also, from the comics, you got villains like the Universal Church of Truth is a big player.
Uh-huh, sure, yeah.
And whatever and whatever. I could go through them, but I'm not going to.
I kind of want to see a Celestial.
Okay, yeah.
Or a whole bunch of them.
Sure.
But, I mean, that's kind of a game changer in that they're essentially unkillable and
yep.
kind of...
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason why in the comics they keep a lot of this stuff separate.
Yeah.
For some, like, for people like me, anyway, who's an idiot.
Right.
Like something like Captain America.
No, I'm not disputing that.
it's very easy to pick up and read.
Yeah, it's a guy with a shield and he's quite strong.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I can understand why they do keep these
But with
separate.
This, it's like, you know, the Celestials created the Eternals. They performed genetic manipulation on the people of ancient Earth.
Yeah.
And they created the Eternals, and then they had to go to Titan.
Yep.
Saturn's moon, and that's where Thanos was born. So he's a Titanian Eternal. And then his granddad exploded, and that made all the Eternals, like, immortal, and it gave them cosmic powers, and then...
Like Highlander.
Yeah, like Highlander, exactly. And then Thanos went mad, and then et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
sure.
Yeah.
I got all that down.
But I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
I was going to say it, yeah. But you nailed it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say any of that.
No, it's all nonsense, but I love it. Yeah.
So, yeah, but Thanos is not going to be the main villain. Ronan the Accuser.
Okay.
Which I read for years as Ronan the Accursor as well.
Well, that's another of those things.
Exactly.
Who were you going to ask
clearly,
about it?
Exactly.
Anyone, a general member of the public? They
speak
right. You up.
It's clearly Ronan the Accuser, though. Like,
yes.
It's spelt like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's always accusing. Had you read any of his work? He's accusing people all the time.
Left,
all
right,
sorts center.
Oi, that's my lunch!
Yeah. Oi, that's my lunch too! Hey, wait a minute. Oh. I've been throwing out some accusings. Willy-nilly.
That's it. So he's going to be played by Lee Pace. I don't know if you saw The New Hobbit. I know you didn't.
He was
Legolas's father in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's the villain. The main villain.
But again, that's one of those characters where you could the actor could be really anyone.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
He's a Thanos kind of... Like, he's got a big helmet. And
he's Thanos light, basically.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nebula also is in it, who's played by
Karen Gillan. I saw.
Gillan, yeah.
Yeah, who shaved her head for the role.
Yeah, people did not like that.
Just the idea of her shaving her
head. Yeah.
She looks good, though.
Oh, I think she looks great.
But also, I think it's interesting that Nebula hasn't always had a shaved head.
No,
they could have just gone with her with hair.
And the other thing as well, seeing her in the trailer, a lot of it, she's got cybernetics in her head. You could have just
bald-capped
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do what you want to do.
I would assume at this point, what you could do is dye somebody's hair the same color as a green screen.
Oh, yeah.
Just green screen it out.
You're right, yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. But the big push on this movie is, though, there's a lot of practical stuff.
Okay.
You know, like, it's very kind of, they build sets and whatever.
I heard they actually killed a Celestial and put his head at the edge of space.
Good. As a buddy should.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a space pirate and mercenary. Apparently she's got some sort of beef with Gamora.
Would you assume she has slightly enhanced strength and durability and a healing factor of some
that's
kind?
That's exactly right.
Great. Good.
Yeah. Look, Mason, I guess we could recommend some readings for Guardians of the Galaxy for those to catch up. That being said, we've spoken about everything you will need to know.
Right, exactly.
So this is really just extra stuff
if you want to do this. I'm going to say, again, Operation Galactic Storm. I imagine that's trade paperback at some point.
Sure.
If not, steal it off the internet.
Great.
Tell them I sent you. But there is actually a good, there's a really good sequence where Iron Man fights Ronan the Accuser and he's clearly outmatched.
Oh, cool.
And he just decides he's going to set his nuclear self-destruct.
Nice.
If he's not going to win, everybody's going to die.
Gotcha. So, I love
it. And then, you know.
Typical Stark. What's that called again?
Operation Galactic Storm.
All right. Yeah, many issues?
I'm going to say 20.
All right. Great.
Yeah,
check it out.
Mm.
I'm going to say, and I recommend this in the video, Volume 1 Legacy. Which is
where does that start? Does that start at Guardians of the Galaxy issue 1?
From 2008. Yeah, that's the kind of newest run, and it comes at the big war just happened or whatever, and it's the start of the team, and you know it's kind of them working out who they are and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a decent read. That being said, and I'll probably get shit canned for this.
Yeah, I hope so.
For a lot of people,
yes,
I would say you could just leave this and just wait for the movie.
Right,
to be
exactly.
honest. It's if you have ever been into it, you're not really into comics or whatever. You could absolutely just not read this stuff and it would be fine.
Yeah.
You might even enjoy the movie more. Uh-huh. I don't know. But it's just because it's very daunting going into this.
Right, exactly.
And I say that as somebody who's an expert on comics.
You sure do. You got to be an expert on something. I'll tell you what.
That's it. So yeah, I'm not saying it's not worth reading because it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. But there's a lot going on there.
I'm going to say go back a bit further. I mean, it's a couple of solid years of work. Go back and read Annihilation.
Okay.
Because it's one of those ones that's difficult to get into because it's kind of like, you know, four issues of Annihilation Thanos and then four issues of Annihilation Ronan the Accuser and then there's Annihilation Issue 1 and then there's, you know, Annihilation Rocket Raccoon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But go back to that. I think okay. If you do want to jump in the deep end, just do that. They're really... The art's great, and I think the storyline's great if you can just read an issue a week.
Sure.
Just get your head around it. And so it's Annihilation and the sequel called Annihilation Conquest.
Cool.
Which
why didn't they just call it Annihilation 2?
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
There was boogalooing involved, so I don't know why, quite frankly. I sent him an angry letter.
Cool, cool. So yeah, so there you go. There's two options there if you wanted to get started on the reading. One a little bit easier, one deep end stuff.
Yeah, and it is like it's big story. It's the whole universe is at stake at every single second, which is,
right.
You know, that's I enjoy that a lot.
Sure.
Quick, give me one more extreme character.
Iron Man.
War Machine.
Oh, why didn't I?
You idiot.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
And US Agent.
And Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah. Classic spin-off.
Yeah.
Oh, also Captain America when he got turned into a werewolf.
What?
That happened.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Did the serum go bad?
No, he just got bitten by a werewolf.
Well, that happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Robin.
I
guess the next Robin.
Yeah, pretty much. The corpse of the previous Robin.
I guess Red Hood is kind of a Nightwing kind of.
Yeah, and a Red extreme. Robin from Kingdom Come.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Hawkman.
More extreme Hawkman. He became more extreme.
Okay.
That's the thing. Daredevil became more extreme.
He did.
Pink. Black and pink outfit. Great.
Or is that more extreme?
It was more extreme. It had metal bits on it.
Okay, you got me. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. So basically, it's a great time for comics.
That is. There's some other stuff that you can actually check out, Mason,
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to get into the comics. There's two episodes in particular of different shows. You know, the Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes?
Oh, yep. There was a Guardians of the Galaxy episode.
That's right.
Yep.
There's an episode called Michael Korvac. Check it out.
Oh, with Korvac. He's like a power cosmic kind of guy.
Well, that's it, Mason. Now, being... I haven't seen it. I don't know.
All right. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
The other one is it's an ultimate.
He's a real jerk, basically.
Okay, right.
He tried to make humanity a paradise, but we were having none of that. We're gonna lay that. Give us our free will and our smoke and our cigarettes. Because that's what we like.
That's what we love.
Yeah.
The other one is an ultimate Spider-Man episode called Just Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yep. Cool.
So I think that's a pretty good intro to those things.
Hmm.
You know, Phil Coulson and the voice of Phil Coulson is in the Ultimate Spider-Man
as the principal.
Yeah, that's it. And he is the actual character.
Great.
So that's the only way they kind of can merge Marvel and what Sony own is through.
Right, right.
Because Sony own the movie rights, but Marvel own everything else.
Like okay, interesting.
Comics and whatever. So there you go.
Take that, Sony.
Well, Mason, what a show it's been, but the show ain't over yet.
Isn't it?
Because it's time for What We Reading, What We Gonna Read.
Oh, yeah.
The segment we introduced last week.
The best name segments.
Where basically we talk about things that we think people should be watching at the moment or reading or anything or something that we're going to get into and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go first or do
I
me do?
I think you should go first because I haven't thought of anything. Because I forgot we had that segment. I forgot you tried to shoehorn this in last week.
That's it. So basically I read something this week called Irredeemable.
Oh, I love Irredeemable.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's about a superhero called the Plutonian and he is essentially Superman in every way. He's got all the powers of Superman. He's like the best guy in the world. And then he just decides one day to just kill everybody.
Yeah.
And he just turns into a complete psychopath.
And
it's not he's not blasted with a ray or whatever. He just snaps.
He's sinking nations.
Yeah.
Series like this are really great because, you know, we've done superhero stuff.
We
know all the classic superhero stuff. And he's a kind of a twist on it. Because when Superman gains his powers and he had a great upbringing where he believes in truth and justice and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that happens with a lot of characters. They're gifted with great powers and they decide, you know, that the way forward is to be the greatest superhero ever.
Yes.
But in this case, it's a guy who was given these powers, but maybe the burden has always been too much for him and it was only a matter of time until he cracks.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happens here.
That's right. And it unfolds because they're unsure where he's from and what his powers originate from and all that kind of stuff. And it unfolds. There's two volumes you can get on Comixology.
Uh-huh.
I think it's about $60 in total. or whatever I paid for it. It's a good read. It does, in the second volume, it gets very cosmic, which is, you know, which we love. But it's still, it's easy to follow because it's standalone and it's got a definitive end point.
That's true, yeah.
So I would say, you know, it's definitely worth a read. It is expensive. It's $60 in total. But maybe give a couple issues a read and go from there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, then I'm going to recommend Incorruptible, which is the spin-off series. How do you like that?
I hate it, Mason.
Wow.
What do you think?
No, it's also great, but it's the reverse. It's a guy, Max Damage, who's like a former supervillain who decides in the wake of the Plutonian going insane that he might actually have to do his part to save the world.
Cool.
So he changes his ways.
All right.
Did you not read that also?
I've not read that.
Time to get onto it, mate.
That's it.
Yeah.
We've both got homework, Mason.
We
you have
sure
to
do.
Read all the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm going to read Annihilation again.
Cool,
just
all
to,
right.
Just to
Fantastic.
Get a refresher on it, because it's really great.
Great. Well, that's pretty much the show then, Mason.
Yeah.
Look, and if you've got something that you're reading at the moment...
Oh, let us know. Yeah, I would like to know all about the
Absolutely.
Newest stuff.
Definitely.
Because I'm way behind.
Me
I'm
too.
Years behind.
You know what? The problem is with everything. There's so much good TV and whatever at the moment, and comics and everything. You literally cannot see and read everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's obviously gaps in our knowledge. Mm. So there's probably people out there, Mason, believe it or not, who know more about comics than we do.
Oh, I bet there are.
Yeah.
There are certainly people who would know more about comics, but don't feel the need to spurt that all over the internet in an ignorant way.
That's right.
But why would that stop us?
You're absolutely right, Mason. Mm. You're absolutely right. So I guess that's the show for this week.
Pretty great.
If you'd like to get in contact... No, shout-outs this week.
Oh.
So yeah, if you want a shout-out, I'll shout-out whatever. I don't care. Give us an email at weeklyplanetpod.
I think it's probably because we ruined them all last time.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Mason?
I think those are all correct.
You're right, Mason.
And the way
they
to
are.
Go.
They are all right. And find Mason at Wikipedia Brown. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's right. You can find me at Mr. Sunday Movies.
That is correct.
On Twitter.
Oh.
Yes. And also, if you could, rate us on iTunes. That'd be great. Also, the Mackenzie Mustache Movement.
It continues.
It plows forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the movement that they want, but it's one that they need running. How's that go?
It's not the mustache that we've seen. It's the one that we had.
Yes. Anyway, keep doing that because it's great. I'm enjoying that a lot. We will get an answer out of him.
Optimus Prime!
What does that mean?
The more extreme version. It's Rodimus Prime.
Yeah, anyway. Or Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, good point.
Also, that's a toy. How dare you?
It's a comic.
Yeah.
Hancock!
No, this character's from the 90s. He's not from the 90s. How dare you?
A picture of a really muscular man.
A picture of an even more muscular man, but he's got like pouches. Like, filled with, like, gun belts and stuff?
Robocop.
Robocop 2.
Gorilla Man.
No, doesn't count, but, probably Gorilla Grodd.
Jersey Boys, the musical.
Jersey Girl, the Kevin Smith film. You idiots.
You got me, Mason.
Yep, every time.
You've won this week.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening.
Take care of yourselves.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.